Asylum seekers, what can be done with them? Well, if the experience of one woman was any guide, they can be unlawfully detained in a removal centre for 6 months. Last week, a High Court judge awarded her £38,000 in damages. The woman, who can't be named for legal reasons, claims she fled Cameroon after being raped, kicked, beaten and whipped by prison guards. When she arrived in this country, she should have been examined by experts because torture victims shouldn't be put in detention. In her first interview, she told PM's John Monnell that her experience in the Immigration Removal Centre was emotional and mental torture. First, she described what she alleges happened to her in Cameroon.
I was detained twice in my country. First time, I was detained for 2 weeks and I got released. And the second time, I was detained for 2 months. And during this detention, I faced a lot of torture from the prison guards because I was raped then and made to crawl on wet floor, beaten with cables and batons, just like the other women in the same cell with me. I was kicked on my legs and had wounds all over my shin bone.
The court heard from a doctor who examined you and said that you had scars which were, quote, highly consistent with torture. So these scars are where, on your legs and feet?
Yes, they are.
How did you manage to escape?
I escaped through the help of a prison guard. Somebody from outside arranged for my escape through that prison guard.
You claimed asylum then on the day you arrived, on the 4th of December?
Yeah, that was on the 4th of December. I was there by 12 noon. I told them that I've been recently persecuted by the gendarmes of my country, so I'm fleeing from persecution. I've come here to ask for safety.
How soon after you arrived did you end up in an immigration removal centre?
Just a week after I arrived.
And you were told you were going to be sent back to Cameroon?
Yes.
What was your reaction to that?
I felt like I was going to die. Like blood had dried in my whole body.
How close did you come to being sent back?
Oh, I was always about to go on the plane when a phone call came for me to be brought back.
The problem is, of course, is that we do know that as well as genuine cases, there are also people who claim that they were tortured, but they are lying. So do you understand why immigration officials have to be quite tough and why they can't believe everything they are told?
Yeah, I understand, but fact is, they don't really look at your case properly, give you the chance. Like, I wasn't given the chance to go to medical foundation. If I had gone to the medical foundation at the beginning, they would have assessed me to see if I genuinely had the scars. But they didn't bother. So they just disbelieve everybody.
The judge last week said detention is stressful for anyone, whatever their past experience, but torture survivors are particularly vulnerable to increased mental illness when detained. Tell me what effect you think this had on you, being detained.
I faced emotional and mental torture. I could not sleep. I could not think. I lost my memory.
You've described how you were tortured in Cameroon. Having gone through that, it's a huge step to say that this was torture, being detained in Britain.
Yeah, it was. Even though the conditions here, the detention centre, is better than what we have in my country, but a lot of emotional and mental torture you face here because you are not getting what you anticipated. I thought Britain would not treat me the same way like what I passed through in my country, because the British government respects human rights. But I was just shocked that I was given that kind of treatment.
From your experience in that removal centre, do you think you were a one-off?
Three quarters of the women there are torture victims, torture and rape victims, who are detained there, but they are removed even before they have any chance to get proper legal representation or fight their cases properly.
The woman's asylum claim, I can tell you, is ongoing. The UK Border Agency told us where a review of our procedures in a particular case shows that we need to do things differently, we will learn those lessons. We believe that this is an isolated case. The reporter there was John Minnell.